You have probably been aware for a while now that wild horses roam the West. They're definitely pretty to look at, big majestic creatures running free across the dry Western landscape, but they require some work from lots of people. The responsibility for managing wild horses and burros falls upon the Bureau of Land Management, BLM. The agency often seeks ways to reduce pressure on horses, the land, and budgets. And BLM is teaming up for some new approaches to wild horse management and adoption in Lake County, the Oregon Lake County. We have three guests with us. James Price is the wild horse and burro specialist at the Lakeview District of the BLM. Hi, James.
Morning.
Good to have you back. Mary Bradbury is with us as well. She is with the Beatty Butte Wild Horse Training Center, a board member. And that's in Adel, Oregon. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, and Julie Weichel's with us as well now, too. She is a National Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board member and a member of the board at Beatty Butte Wild Horse Training Center as well. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Good to have you all here. So, James, let's start with you. Give us a general picture about the wild horse populations, what some of the challenges are specific to the Lakeview District.
Well, we were, in the past, how this has worked is we monitor the horse population, and when the population becomes over the appropriate management level, which is set for each herd management area, we request a gather, and it due to budget constraints, it usually takes a few years before we get approved for a gather, and by that time, the horse population is way over the appropriate management level. In the Bays Butte herd management area, for instance, we were at the appropriate management level is 100 to 250 horses, and we were at 1,200 when we finally did the last gather. So by the time the population gets to that number, you really start seeing effects to the ecosystem out there.
Just because there's more horses than the is available food for, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of country and there's a lot of forage, but they tend to stick to the riparian areas in the desert situation, and they can do a lot of damage to those fragile ecosystems there, and it just can't withstand that kind of numbers.
You mentioned that you have to request a gather, and it takes a while to get approved for it and all that sort of stuff. I mean, do you have a lot of leeway within any BLM district to say, I'd like to do things a little differently here?
Not a lot of leeway, actually. This hasn't been tried, our new management strategy. So right now I'm working on an environmental assessment that'll go out to the public, and we'll make a decision on this management. In the past, you have to determine excess horses out there, and to do that, you show that there's resource damage occurring by the excess horses, and then you do a gather. Our strategy is to not wait till we get to that point, and to do small bait trap gathers yearly to keep it from getting over the appropriate management level. And so we have to do an environmental assessment to see if that's acceptable to do that, use that strategy.
So, Mary Bradbury, tell us about the Beatty Butte Wild Horse Training Center. I mean, obviously, if you're dealing with wild horses, you've been looking at the folks at the BLM and who they're gathering for a while now.
I'm a board member, and originally it started a while, in about 2015. If you remember, there was quite a drought pretty much throughout the West.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the sage hen issue, people were concerned about the sage hen. And like James said, the environment was taking a beating because of the many combinations. So we got together a collaborative of different individuals from Lake and Harney County. Beatty Butte goes into Lake and Harney County.
Mm-hmm.
It's large. We had some horse advocates, elected officials, state, local, and federal. We had federal and state agencies, and we had many interested groups, native plants, hunting, lots of environmental groups, the grazers, photographers, recreationalists. And so we came together probably for a period of almost 2 years to identify the main issues in the environment that were causing the deterioration. High desert is a very fragile environment. It takes a long time to recover. And so over a period of these years with the people collaboratively coming probably every few months at first and then maybe 6 months apart, the horses were identified as the most immediate threat. There are several threats that are need to be dealt with, but the horses were pretty much unanimously agreed were the threat to the environment. And so they had many discussions about what to do, and then the collaborative ran out of money, so we didn't have a facilitator really to help us continue. But some of the ideas that had been put forth were picked up by the local community of Adel and Lake County in general, and Harney. And so the idea we kind of grasped onto was that originally the ranchers took care of the horses, and then the government was kind of tasked with the responsibility. And so we got thinking that it's really better if everybody works together to control the problem that is obviously a threat to many different species, whether it's plants or animals or the environment in general. So we thought, you know, we could help. We like the horses. We want the horses to be out there. They're part of us. They're tied to the ranching community. So we put forth the idea to the BLM, why don't we see if we can get the herd down to a manageable size, and then we will assist you. We will train the horses to make them more adoptable, and then we will try and keep this at a management level so it'll be sustainable. The herd will never be out of control, and we'll always have, like you said, those beautiful horses out there. So
instead of a boom and bust cycle, you have just sort of a regular maintenance approach to it.
Right, kind of a sustainable, we can all enjoy the holistic approach. And so the BLM was pretty interested in the idea, and it helps them. I think it's going to be a truly transformative way to manage wild horses.
We're talking about wild horse management in south central Oregon and getting off toward eastern Oregon with Mary Bradbury from the Beatty Butte Wild Horse Training Center. She's a board member. James Price is the Wild Horse and Burro Specialist at the Lakeview District of the BLM. Julie Weichel is on the National Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board and is on the Beatty Butte Board as well. And you can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 with questions or comments. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. Julie Weichel, I want to visit with you because I understand you're both a veterinarian. And we're on the Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board. So, I mean, I imagine you knew quite a bit about horses already, but was it a bit of a mind-expanding experience to get onto the national board?
Oh, absolutely, because born and bred in the West and in this desert ecosystem and coming from a long lineage of people who interacted with Mustangs for lots of reasons, there were lots of things that seemed pretty obvious to me that aren't very obvious to the rest of America. So getting exposed to that big picture world, especially with respect to the fact that lots of Americans live in country where grass grows pretty continuously for several months of the year. And these desert ecosystems are very, very different from that, and therefore very hard for the general public to comprehend unless you actually live in this area that gets so ravaged by drought on a regular basis. And that's a huge part of the picture nationally. Again, at the national level, we have a lot of excess horses. Fortunately, Oregon has been able to do a pretty good job of managing theirs, although you did just hear about the extremes that can happen on a horse management area such as Beatty Butte, where high end of the AML, the management level that the ecosystem can tolerate, is 250 horses, and yet just 2 years ago we were up to 1,200 horses out there. But at the national level, we're sitting at 73,000 on ranges that range managers believe can handle about 27,000. And that doesn't even include last year's foal crop.
Oh, boy.
So in reality, those numbers are even more extreme than I just gave you. So it's been pretty eye-opening to realize that we have a huge education piece that needs to happen. And it's very difficult.
It is indeed. We're talking to Julie Weichel, Mary Bradbury, and James Price about wild horse management in the Lakeview BLM district. James, did Beatty Butte come to you? Did you come to Beatty Butte? How did the whole process get rolling there?
Well, like Mary said, I was just part of that original group that...
The cooperative collaborative?
Yeah, discussing all the different issues. Mm-hmm. In the Beatty Butte herd management area, the Beatty Butte allotment, and then it just kind of formed from there. That group, like Mary said, came to the BLM, came to me and in our office, and we sat down and discussed the different options, and it just kind of evolved. It's kind of hard to explain it. It wasn't clear cut. It just kind of evolved into what it is.
Sounds like it kept talking long enough for something to get going here. Mary Bradbury, you talked about training the horses for adoption. So are they fully trained and ready for saddles and all that, or is this sort of a preliminary level of training?
They are under saddle and have been under saddle or trained for about 60 days ridden, and we've had them longer than that. But they're probably between 2 and 3 years old. Some of them are a little older, so they're young. You wouldn't be able to take the horse and ride him very hard for probably a year, but they're gentle. We had two in the Irish Day Parade that we have here in Lakeview, and they have been out on different cow ranches. The ranchers in the valley are very gracious about letting our people come and ride the horses when they're doing tasks. So rather than just being an arena horse, these horses have been hauled in trailers, ridden around different places, been with cows, around dogs, around kids. So we've done a lot to make them very easy to handle, but they're young, and that you would have to be aware that they're not like ready to go gentle. You could just hop anybody on them, but they're worth quite a bit because of the 60 to days under saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been roped off of some. They're just all around pretty good horses, young, small. They're only two to three. So that's a caveat we tell people.
Oh, 2 to 3 years old. Yeah, okay. How many horses are we talking, Mary, available for adoption?
There'll be 10 in this adoption event. We've already adopted, I think it's 5 or 6 more have already been adopted because they were ready.
Okay.
Probably 18 by the time we get finished.
About 18. Okay. Here's a call from Chris in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking wild horse management. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the folks in Lake County for the efforts that they're making to control feral horses. But I think one of the problems is that we continue to call these horses wild horses, which makes the public believe that they are a natural part of the ecosystem, that they evolved in the United States. These horses are just horses. To trace them back to the Spanish who originally brought the horse to the North America is just impossible. There isn't the genetics to do that, and if there was, what's the point? Because they're still not native horses.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work in the ecosystem where they are. If we went to a park someplace, or if you've been to areas in Hawaii where the common house cat has gone, quote, wild, mm-hmm. they're feral. They have killed off the birds. These feral horses are killing off the ecosystem in eastern Oregon.
Do you want them all rounded up?
The American public needs to get real and deal with the issue that those horses basically just don't belong there.
So do you want them all rounded up, Chris? Is that the point?
Yes, I want them gone.
All right. Thanks for that, Chris. Appreciate that.
Totally gone.
All right. James Price, this must have been talked about a few times over the years, and I wonder if it's ever been seriously considered by BLM in its role as the manager of wild horses and burros.
You know, it's not. We have the Wild Horse and Burro Act that requires the BLM to manage horses at a certain level. And there was, that level wasn't just arbitrarily picked in each herd management area. It was analyzed and figured out what the amount of forage needed and what that area could sustain for the horses. So it's kind of a moot point because, you know, we're required by law to manage horses out there. So unless an act of Congress changed that law, that's what we go with.
All right, so doing what the law says at this point. Mary Bradbury, we have about a minute left, and I want to get the features on the event coming up. That is next weekend, April 13th and 14th. It's not just the adoption. There's 2 days of stuff going on. Can you give us a roundup?
Yes. On Friday afternoon, one of our trainers will give a demonstration and talk about how the horses are trained and demonstrate some of what the horses can do. And then there'll be a ability to sign up with the BLM if you're interested in adopting a horse. We'll have people there to help you. And there'll be some vendors there. And the Adel store, if you've never been to Adel, is fun. They're having a no-host tri-tip dinner starting about 5. And then on Saturday, at 10 o'clock, there'll be a repeat of the demonstration and talking about the training. The Parents Club of the Adel School will have concessions there, and the Adel store will be open too. And then at 2 o'clock, the adoption event will begin. And in the adoption, there are the horses, and then there are lots of other fun items like quilts and saddles and hay that will actually be auctioned off in between the horses while they're getting ready to show the others. So it'll be busy and it'll be fun, and there'll be vendors that will be fun to look at.
And it is an auction.
The weather will be great.
It is an auction. High bid wins.
Correct.
Yes, it's a competitive adoption event, they call it.
Okay, and how far is Adel from Lakeview for the folks who are thinking about heading out that way?
About 38 miles or something like. It takes about 40 minutes to get from Lakeview to Adel.
Okay, so we'll see how this first event goes and check in with you guys down the road and see about the different approaches to horse management in the Lakeview District of the BLM, where James Price is the Wild Horse and Burro Specialist. Mary Bradbury is on the board at the Beatty Butte Wild Horse Training Center, which is putting all this together, too. Julie Weichel is on the Beatty Butte Board and on the National Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.